quarantine is total in a room on your own. Possibly no telly, nor possibly a phone. I hope you have a window and a fertile mind. Me and others like me send you thoughts and wishes kind. For some with umpteen kids, every day feels like a week. Feed them, dress them, bathe them, enjoy the havoc that they wreak. Some are barely coping, hanging by a thread. Come on, guys, you could do it. If you don't, you will be dead. Alive is what we are, and grateful we should be. COVID-19, great leveller, affects us all, you see. Some are on the front line, fighting COVID wars. Others stock the shops, man the tills, mop the floors. Thanks to all you troops. Thanks for all your toil. Thanks for all your fortitude till COVID-19's foiled.
Hi, and welcome back for this, the second latest episode of the Keep Talking podcast. In the first episode, we were introduced to the Keep Talking project, what it was all about, its purpose, and members of the community research team behind it, as we heard about the impacts of isolation and how they and their colleagues have kept their communities talking before, throughout, and beyond the pandemic lockdown. This time around, we're taking a closer look at the power of creativity and how it can be used to support individuals and groups dealing with a number of issues, such as coping with isolation, living with disabilities, and building and maintaining relationships whilst in lockdown, and how Keep Talking can benefit the lives in our communities as we emerge from the pandemic. Local Perry to Jen Spies, who you will have heard at the start of this episode, is one of the project's community researchers and has been an advocate of using creative methods to support herself and others during this difficult time.
I joined community research in 2019, getting an email from a friend through BArts. I was very excited because I hadn't really had much dealings with the university, and the chance here was to use lived experiences and be taught how to then go and conduct the research. You weren't just sort of given a blank. And what was so good about it was very ergonomic. We, as a group, decided by being led by Nick, of course, Nick Grattan, but how to do the research, being part of the community. It was sort of all new. It was really so inclusive, which I got such a buzz from. I consider my riches to be in my person, not in my purse. And I think most of the people I met and dealt with and are very much of that ilk, which is quite nice, you know. Your riches are your personality, your life, your family, not how much money you've got in the bank. Because there isn't a lot of that around. As I've learned stuff, I've wanted to share that. And for some reason, for about 4 to 5 weeks, literally everything in my head came in verse. I've literally had a song in my head. So I wrote something like 44 poems.
You've shared them with the research group.
I've shared them with some friends that I've made through choir. I've shared them with some people I met through the food bank. I've shared them with the lady I worked with at Saltbox on the debt issue. I read them out to a guy in the car park at McDonald's.
Just randomly approaching people and start bursting to
burst. I've known him for about 3 years now. So what you've been doing? I said, I've been writing poetry. It's about the first time, last week, actually.
How have you found that it's supported or helped people or groups of people?
I actually think that even those that just read it and maybe don't participate, I think they get some comfort from it.
How do you think that individuals and the groups can benefit from projects like Keep Talking?
I think what the Keep Talking, Get Talking does, it kind of brings it together and makes a very strong sounding board to then leap further out into the community.
And so what difference do you think the Keep Talking project has made to all of yourselves as a community researcher group?
I think it's made a difference in a few ways. Personally, I think it's given everybody a bit of a sort of like a comfort blanket, because there are others. But more than that, it's more like a driving force, because we've all become aware that there are areas that are suffering terribly that you, at this present time, we cannot reach out to. We don't have the wherewithal, the time. You can't go knock on doors, literally, or invite people around. So it all has to be done online. And that in itself will eclipse certain people. And I think all of us are very aware of that and want to try and help those people that need it the most, as in that we haven't heard from, check they're okay.
Darren Marinus, Chief Executive of CIC Expert Citizens, who've been working alongside Staffordshire University to deliver Keep Talking Project, is passionate about helping people through creative processes. He spoke to me about the use through lockdown of digital applications to support the local communities.
We didn't plan for none of this. We certainly didn't know this was going to happen. And it was, you know, it was a shock to us all when this happened, but we've managed it in such a way where we have created that community of kindness and that community of creativity by using digital, social media, and seeing how people have come together who maybe have seen each other once or twice or may have worked on the project previously for 12 months, but actually, because lockdown has created this space where we can't physically get together, but that has also created an opportunity to actually think outside the box a bit more. And the creativity, what is coming from the group, is absolutely different and amazing. And I don't think maybe we might have not had as much creativity if we were still doing it on the face-to-face and how we were doing it before lockdown. So we've been faced with challenges. I think we've overcome them challenges. We have found solutions around them challenges. And I think that has been really, really down to all the community researchers within that group and each one helping each other out. I think we found a new kindness between ourselves.
Keep Talking Project assistant Terry Elder, who has been responsible for supporting community researchers in delivering their work, has herself found the benefits of using creative practices important in both her professional and personal life during lockdown.
You know, without it, I think I'd have struggled, I think, because it's just been nice to sort of be, it's sort of empowered me to want to do more. It's shown me the different creative ways of being able to reach out to people in my own life, you know, and it's a massive learning. It's forever, it's like a learning snowball, because you're forever learning stuff and more things are coming in, but it's not overwhelming.
How do you think that creative practices have been benefiting community researchers and the communities they work in, and also can support Keep Talking as it goes forward?
Well, the creative side is massive, because and Nick showed me this little book. Well, it's not, she's got loads of creative books, but I looked in and I remember looking in with Ryan. I was like, oh my God, this is where she gets some of her ideas from. This is amazing. But you wouldn't, if she just sat down and said, right, these are the creative ideas or whatever, you would have been like, I can't be doing that. But because you put it in a way of what fits in with real life, it wasn't like you wasn't researching. It wasn't like you were doing work. It was all, now I know what I know now, it was all part of this massive picture, you know, this big jigsaw. And it included everybody. You couldn't not be included.
And within the group of community researchers themselves, there's been a lot of creative approaches such as poetry, and you were touched on before about the cooking elements of things, recipes. How's that benefited the group of community researchers, especially through lockdown?
Well, Well, because it's given something else other than this lockdown to worry about. It's given something positive to think about. So there's the poetry, the recipes, the survival kit of how people, how they've got their coping strategies of being able to get through lockdown, being isolated. But it's from every different point of view. So people who've still been working, how they've found, you know, lockdown and the survival kit of somebody put in a kilogram of chocolate, that's all they need. You know, somebody's put, you know, the typical fags and whatever. But it's been, like, really nice because I wouldn't have been able to put that together on my own. And it's nice to have, a collective sort of list of all these different ideas. And it's been nice because it's been giving us something to do, you know, other than thinking of blooming all the depressive stuff in the world.
Would you say then that creative collectivity is a really important part to Keep Talking Project?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because it shows that it's not just about research. It's not just about, you know, it's not just about set questions or whatever. It's about real life, and you don't always get to use your creative talents. You know, it's but equally, your creativity can lead to, you know, some amazing things. And it's without meeting Nick and Penny, I would not have been able to have the confidence to be able to go out and think I can help people, because what I do as a single person, like on my own, a single individual, my footprint can actually imprint on so many people.
Well, that's it from the Keep Talking podcast this time around. But be sure to join me next time when, along with other members of the community research team, we'll be looking at how friendship has been impacted upon during the pandemic and lockdown, and how, despite changes to our daily lives, those involved in the project have been able to maintain and build new friendships. Until then, I'll leave you with our poet, Jen Spice, to give her thoughts on the Keep Talking project. And in the meantime, you can keep up to date with all things happening in the project itself by going to Twitter and checking out hashtag KeepTalkingStaffs. Thanks for listening.
The Keep Talking project has been wholly beneficial in keeping the community researchers together as a group. The dynamics and networking skills and access to many minoritized groups from individuals' existing interests outside of the research is the cornerstone of community research. It's been poignant and relevant that everyone has struggled at some point, and many still are within the community, to adjust, or lockdown has impacted heavily in a negative way, increasing isolation and mental health issues. These issues have been expressed by the group creatively, some by art, photos and poetry, the sharing of which has prompted more ideas to come forth, which has added an energy to the group